And our Lord Jesus in these parables is giving us a historical overview. He's giving us what I like to call the big picture. Brother, sometimes we need to get the big picture. Do we not? And this big picture, a kingdom overview. And surprisingly, he forewarns us. He tells us in these parables that following him and being a true Christian and being associated with others who profess to follow him will not be a smooth ride to glory. In fact, it's going to be lived out on a rocky road with many temptations, problems, disappointments. There'll be such temptations and trials that you never experienced, even when you were a lost worldling. Beloved, if you can be shaken off, you will be. If you ain't got enough force in you to hang on. If you haven't got enough violence, if you're not doggedly determined to get in, something's going to get you. These trials will cause many who, just like you, have professed faith in Christ, who have confessed salvation, to fall away and once again return to a life of sin. And this will be very discouraging to see. It's not encouraging, is it, when you see people fall away? There will be many experiences and encounters within the sphere of the church. You're going to have and meet with experiences that will be utterly inconsistent with the Spirit of Christ and the heart of His teachings. You're going to run into things that, why is it this way? Bad experiences with bad acting church members and bad behaving preachers. They will offend many to the point that they will be utterly disgusted with the church and with this whole business, the divisions, the splits, the hard feelings, confusion, misunderstanding, and iniquities will abound in some lives to the extent that it will cause the love of many to grow cold. You would think that the kingdom would be characterized solely by characteristics such as peace, love, joy, holiness, obedience, harmony, victory, progress, growth, unity, perfection in everyone. And by the way, the program is perfection for those that are in the kingdom. God has no second or third classes of categories that He's aiming at. He has from the very beginning, if He saves you at all, and if He continues to save you, He is moving you on to ultimate perfection. He will not be satisfied until you rise in His likeness. Perfect. To the full measure of the stature of Christ. You talking about a clean mind. You talking about corruption's gone. And you think that, and there is a measure that believers, we, through our Lord, we do have peace with God. We do have the victory. We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. But in the church, in the visible kingdom, and by the way, you are going to have to experience salvation in the kingdom with all the positive and negative things that are going on in the kingdom. I found that really basically it's tougher going in the church than anywhere else. Hey, somebody say amen. There's more trouble, more violence, tougher going in many ways in the church of God than there is in worldly organizations filled with folks that are utterly unconcerned about their souls. And you know what Jesus said in the 6th chapter of Luke? If you read, he pronounced a great woe for everybody who's sliding through life easy. Woe to those that laugh. Woe to those that are full. You know, in Matthew 11, 12, Jesus said something about the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. It sure does. But it says, the violent take it by force. With all this violence that's going to go on in the kingdom, nobody going to be able to have salvation in heaven that doesn't have some force in them. You've got to have a force in you. You've got to have a power in you to overcome the negatives. The violent take it. The word violent is interesting. It means, in essence, the violent are the ones. There's violence in the kingdom, and the violent, that's strange language, isn't it? The violent take it by force. The violent here means implacable, stubborn, fierce. Listen, in this issue of your eternal salvation, you've got to be stubborn. You've got to be, in a sense, meaner than a junkyard dog. You've got to get a hold of this thing tenaciously. I'm not talking about mean toward people, but you've got to be violent. I mean, you're not passive about this thing. You've got to have it. And you're going to be fierce. There's violence all around in this thing of the kingdom. Well, you've got to be fierce. You've got to take the kingdom. You're going to take the kingdom. On the issue of salvation, there can be no compromise. He's told us in these parables. You know, this is the way it is. Exactly what the kingdom of heaven is like. And by the way, if it's not like this, if it's not like what these parables say, God is not working. It's not the true kingdom. Did you hear that? Oh, I want an atmosphere where everybody always gets along and there's no contentions and there's no misunderstandings and there's no falling outs and there's nothing but we just one great, big, wonderful, loving family and we don't get too technical with this doctrine. Brother, that's not the kingdom. Hear me. If you are in a situation where everything is rosy and all the people are always perfectly at peace with one another and all are speaking well and complimenting everyone else and complete harmony of beliefs and total agreement on all issues, know that you are not in the kingdom of God. You're in a cult. You're in a religious sorority. A right, proper social gathering, but God hadn't got his hands on it. Huh? Where God is, where the real church is, where real truth is being proclaimed, where the real work of the Holy Spirit is taking place, where God Almighty is setting up his reign in the hearts of men, there will be trouble. Tensions, divisions, setbacks, tremendous attacks, violence. You know, we can understand it. There, you know, in this world, there are tremendous geological plates under the crust of the earth on which these geological plates, whole continents rest on these plates. And when these plates come together and move and touch each other, great upheavals happen on the surface. Earthquakes, volcanoes, shakings, violent cracks, eruptions, tsunamis. Brother, let me tell you this. The kingdom of God is where God's perfection is meeting the depravity of man. And where that happens, it's not going to be silent, smooth, easy, and unnoticed. Now what I want us to look at, beloved, is glean for the next few moments a few of the main points from these parables, at least some of the parables, that are helpful and encouraging to those of you tonight, Christians. Some of you I know to be trodden down spiritually because of the troubles in the church. You're just discouraged about the way things are going. So many problems. I hope that you will be able to drink and be refreshed tonight to see what our Lord taught in the kingdom.
This excerpt was taken from Don Johnson's full sermon, The Big Picture, which can be listened to on our app or website, albehonest.com.